Coinbase launches SOL-backed loans of up to 100K in USDC. Coinbase has added Solana to the list of assets that can back a USDC loan on its platform, with a borrowing cap of $100,000 per user. According to a Cointelegraph report posted at 0640 UTC on May 13, 2026, the product lets SOL holders raise stablecoin liquidity without selling, sidestepping a capital gains event, and keeping any future SOL upside intact. SOL trades at 95.16 as of May 13, 2026, down 1.1% over 24 hours, but up 8.8% over the past week, per CoinMarketCap data captured at published time. Bitcoin sits at 89.64 and Ether at 23.01, with the Fear and Greed Index at a neutral 50. SOL joins BTC and ETH on the collateral list. Until today, USDC loans on Coinbase were only available against Bitcoin and Ether positions. Adding SOL expands the pool of eligible collateral to a third asset and brings Solana holders the same borrow-against-spot mechanic that has been live for the larger two majors. The $100,000 ceiling is per user, capping single borrower exposure on the new collateral type as Coinbase ramps the product. The announcement, surfaced through Cointelegraph's verified account, did not include a published LTV ratio, interest rate band, or liquidation buffer for the SOL pool. Those terms typically shift with volatility and underlying liquidity, and Coinbase has historically priced its crypto-backed loans against floating reference rates. A familiar product, applied to a newer collateral asset, crypto-backed lending, has been a recurring feature on U.S. exchanges. But the post-2022 cohort of products is narrower than what users saw during the 2021 cycle. BlockFi, Celsius, and Genesis are gone. The surviving onshore options have leaned conservative on collateral types, LTV ratios, and asset selection, with Bitcoin doing most of the work. Bringing Solana into the same product changes that mix without changing the underlying pitch. A holder who is bullish on SOL but needs cash can post the token, draw USDC, and pay the loan off later rather than realizing a sale at today's price. The framing is similar to a securities-backed line of credit on a traditional brokerage account, with the obvious wrinkle that the collateral here can lose a third of its value in a week. That volatility is the main reason exchanges have been slow to widen the collateral set. SOL has cleared $200 and traded below $20 inside the last 3 years. A loan written against $95 SOL would behave very differently from one written against the same nominal amount of Bitcoin, and Coinbase will need a margin call mechanism that triggers fast enough to protect the USDC side. Liquidity, not yield, is the use case. For most retail borrowers, the appeal is not arbitrage. It is access to dollars without triggering a U.S. tax event. Selling SOL at a gain creates a taxable disposition. Borrowing against it does not, even if the loan is repaid in USDC later. That treatment is one of the structural reasons crypto lending products keep getting built, and it lines up with how high net worth households have used stock-backed credit lines for years. For active Solana users, the loan also unlocks operating capital. A trader can keep a long SOL position, pull USDC for short-term opportunities, and unwind without selling the underlying. A merchant or developer paying USD costs can post SOL and pay vendors in stablecoin spending workflows rather than swapping in and out of fiat. Coinbase's broader product stack already supports USDC outflows to wallets and integrations, which lowers the friction once the loan is drawn. Risk lines to watch: three exposures sit on the borrower side. First, SOL price risk. A sharp drawdown can force a margin call or, in a fast move, a partial liquidation of the collateral. Second, rate risk. A floating borrow rate that resets higher can compress whatever spread the loan was supposed to capture. Third, custody risk. Collateral posted to Coinbase sits with Coinbase custody, which means borrowers are accepting the same counterparty exposure that custodial card programs and exchanges carry. That third point is the one that gets the least airtime in product launches, but matters in a stress scenario. A custodial lender hitting insolvency can freeze collateral even if the underlying tokens are intact. Users who weigh that risk seriously often pair custodial borrowing with self-custody options on the spending side, splitting where their assets sit by use case. The product itself is recognizable. Pricing will determine how competitive it ends up against on-chain alternatives like Solana DeFi lending markets, where rates are transparent but liquidation engines and Oracle risk look different. For U.S. users without easy access to those venues, a Coinbase-branded SOL loan at a clean rate is a straightforward addition to the menu.